What is the truth about Mars? Mars, the god of war, the red planet, the most mysterious planet since telescopes were invented which we could gaze upon. At first glance it was a blurry tiny orb, but as bigger and bigger telescopes were built, we began to get a better view until astronomers thought there were man-made structures on the planet, namely canals. Actually, the word which was first used to describe what was being seen on Mars was canali, which was stated by the astronomer Giovanni Schiaparelli. That word had different meanings and he could have meant something other than canals. For example, it could mean channels, ducts or gullies. Canals seems to denote something created by intelligent beings, but gullies are created by nature. In 1965, the first successful probe was sent to Mars. We got a closer look at the red planet than ever before. After that, the United States and the Soviet Union became very interested in Mars. The Soviet Union had some unsuccessful encounters, and one in particular will go down in history as being very mysterious. It seems a Soviet probe orbiting Mars was taken down by something, very big, which cast a large shadow on the planet. The Americans were able to successfully land several rovers on the planet over the years, and there have been thousands of photos and feet of video taken, and this has led to some very interesting finds. I don't know how many times it was said we found water and then there was no water on Mars. Along with this, it was said the atmosphere was extremely thin, and then it was said a thicker atmosphere existed a few feet above the ground which might be capable of supporting life. Mars has been what I like to call a seesaw planet. Things keep changing. Over the years there has been a lot of photos which seem to indicate there were structures on Mars at one time, but they might be ruins now. Theories came out which said we were all Martians, because we originally came from there, because at the time we left it, it was a dying planet, so we came to Earth. Others who examined the atmosphere of Mars noted there seemed to be too much methane, so there could be life on that planet. They pointed to caves on the planet and said they thought the methane was coming from them, meaning animals of some kind were living there, or even a race of intelligent beings. Just within the last few days, a puff of methane was noted by scientists. Today there are still changing ideas about Mars. While some believe there are ruins on Mars, others believe there is not only no life on the planet, but there never was. This has been challenged by researchers using NASA's own photos of the planet, many of which had been taken by rovers. There is just so much in these photos which becomes clear when the photos are enlarged sufficiently. One photo which I have seen didn't look like anything but a rocky field, but once it is enlarged it shows a structure which looks exactly like a cottage built with stones and a slanted roof. There has been a lot of talk about the so-called face on Mars. It is in the Cydonia region of Mars and was first seen by the Viking spacecraft in 1976. It looked exactly like an ancient Egyptian. Scientists got very nervous about it and immediately said it was nothing more than an illusion. The problem is this illusion even had eyelashes if you looked close enough. In the same area there was a pyramid. Do you believe in coincidences? This was a bit much even if you did. We can look at things and they can look like faces and structures when they are not, because our brains love to fill in the gaps, but this does not seem to be the case here. No matter how scientists have tried to explain away the face on Mars, they really couldn't. Now it is being said there is water in the ice cap and also water inside Mars. One researcher believes he has found an entire city on the horizon of one of the Mars photos taken by the rover. It is very hard to tell if he is onto anything or not. What many people do not know is there are several faces on Mars, not just the most famous one I mentioned above. It is very hard to believe nature was responsible for all of them, especially on one which shows a person wearing a crown. All sorts of photos depicting different objects in the background and foreground of NASA photos have come to light. There is a very famous one which shows what looks for all the world to be a statue. Another look just like a mouse. There are all sorts of photos which seem to show bones and skeletons. Some even show what looks like alien skulls. As the photos keep piling up, the more we see in them, which make us wonder if Mars was ever inhabited. If I had to guess if that was true or not, I would have to say I think it was, and the fact is being hidden from us. One thing which is very strange is Mars has rocks which look just like round cannon balls scattered over many areas. The question is, how did they get this shape? More importantly, one NASA photo shows a piece of metal with a round hole cut out of the center. To get the address of the photo, go to the article. It seems to me there is enough proof in the pictures of Mars taken by NASA to make a case there are ruins on the planet, and I am not the only one that feels that way. One of the most exciting finds are what looks like glass tubes big enough to be tunnels. They are never talked about by NASA, and neither are the other things which have been found, except to say they are tricks of light and shadows. Maybe by some stretch of the imagination we could go along with this, except for the fact we have caught NASA altering photos so many times. They even disappear some photos off their site when they show incredible evidence of structures or maybe life. Some people have questioned why they would do this. Has it something to do with trying to protect us from the truth for reasons unknown, or do they think we just can't handle the truth? Whatever the reason is, it seems we are facing a cover-up of monumental proportions.